You're listening to 90.3 KZU. I'm David Whitrock. In its effort to recruit more African-American students, the Cal State University system is headed to church. KZU News Director Krista Almanzon explains.
Hallelujah, your word to be.
Sunday service at the Greater Victory Temple in Seaside is always a lively event, with singers and organists and church members shaking tambourines. And this Sunday, there's an added twist. Up on stage are the interim president and admissions director from nearby Cal State Monterey Bay, KAZU's parent institution. They stand alongside church elders.
We officially would like to welcome you to our Super Sunday celebration. Amen.
Super Sunday is an annual recruitment event in the Cal State University system. During the months of February and March, top officials from the 23 CSU campuses visit predominantly African-American churches. David Linevers is director of admissions at CSUMB.
Well, it's the mission of the university and the mission of the CSU. Very important that we're continually serving a diverse population in California.
A general goal is to have the student population in the CSU system reflect the state's population. And right now, when it comes to African Americans, the CSU system as a whole falls a little bit short. During this Super Sunday service, few kids sit in the pews. But prospective college students are not necessarily the target audience of those taking the podium to talk about higher education.
So we know that education starts with parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, promoting that to the students and helping them stay engaged in it. So that's the message of Super Sunday, not just to reach the sixth graders and the high schoolers, but the parents are the decision makers.
It's those decision makers who fill the lobby after the service. Church members crowd around information tables set up by CSUMB admissions and other campus and community organizations. Retired librarian Frankie Green stops to pick up some information for her granddaughter, who's in the fourth grade.
And she's going to become Condoleezza Rice, and where she's going to make a lots of money, and I tell her that's who she is. I'm not Condoleezza Rice. I said, I know you're not, but you of my Condoleezza Rice. And you're going to go to college and finish college.
One of the pamphlets Green takes is a guide on how to get into college. It starts with classes kids should take in the sixth grade, like a second language, then continues year by year through high school. Martha Henry, the church's director of Christian education, says Greater Victory Temple has long had a commitment to promoting higher education. Participation by CSUMB in recent years just takes it to another level.
By CSUMB coming in here, they're saying, okay, we share that same dream that you have for higher education. We have the roadmap. Here are the steps. Let us guide you.
Since CSUMB started new recruitment efforts like this 5 years ago, its African-American student body has increased by 80%. CSUMB senior Kimberly Shavers is part of that number. She mans a table in the lobby for the campus group Black Students United. She says her family insisted she attend college, but outside of her family, she heard other messages.
Statistically speaking, I was told that I wasn't going to be able to make it to college. It was a surprise that I even graduated from high school. It was expected that I would have at least two kids by now, and I just had to prove that I'm better than that and that that's not my fate.
Shavers graduates this year. She eventually plans to start her own nonprofit to help kids in disadvantaged communities get on the path to college. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.